USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. Dave Collins has more.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions about the appropriate use of U.S.-supplied weapons by Israel.
We are monitoring. We are collecting information. As we do in every conflict, we are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
This inquiry arose after President Biden mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to what he referred to as indiscriminate bombing.
The U.S. Senate's holiday break is being delayed, and representatives will return next week to work on an immigration deal. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Thursday that the Senate will be back in session Monday, and that negotiators from both parties and the White House will be working through the weekend. Senate Republicans say an immigration deal is crucial before they could ever vote on more U.S. aid to Israel and Ukraine. President Biden is laying out how the Inflation Reduction Act is capping prescription drug costs.
While at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland on Thursday, President Biden announced Medicare enrollees could save on dozens of medications under a law penalizing pharmaceutical companies if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation.
In the year before we passed this legislation, drug makers jacked up prices nearly four times faster than inflation went up, and they were already too high. Let's call this for what it is. It's simply a ripoff.
The president said lowering drug costs is not just about health care. It's about dignity and security. The White House estimates the move could cut costs for about 750,000 seniors. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
A New York court is rejecting former President Trump's challenge to his gag order. Trump's legal team tried to reverse the gag order that stops Trump and his attorneys from publicly speaking about Judge Arthur Engdron's court staff. The appeals court said Trump failed to use the correct legal path to challenge the gag order and sanctions on him. In another order, the court also rejected a request from Trump to let his lawyers look into a review of the gag order. So, who do you tip and how much during the holidays?
During the holiday season, tipping can be a bit perplexing. According to Street Easy concierge Carlo Romero, tipping is a personal choice.
It's a gesture of your gratitude, so it should always be something, an amount that you're comfortable with.
With that, he says sanitation workers value an extra tip with a recommended range of $20 to $30 each. U.S. mail carriers are not allowed to accept cash or gift cards, making a non-cash gift the preferred option. If you have a part-time babysitter, offering 2 days' pay is considered suitable. I'm John Schaefer.
The FDA is accusing Chewy and eight other pet product companies of selling unapproved animal antibiotics. The agency alleged Thursday that the retailers violated federal law by selling unapproved medications containing penicillin and amoxicillin, which could help create a drug-resistant superbug in your dog or cat. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.